Hey everyone, so today's weekly poll results. So basically, this week I asked you to get rid of one beloved Nickelodeon show. So we're going to get into the numbers right now. So for number one, it's going to be The Fairly Odd Parents with 48% of the total votes. And I mean total. And there was quite a few people jumping in on that bandwagon. Number two is going to be 27% of the total votes. It's Jimmy Neutron. I thought that was going to be the one that gets the boot, but, you know, apparently I'm wrong, as usual. For number three, Danny Phantom got 14% of the votes there. And for last place, SpongeBob SquarePants. They got 0.07 of the total votes. 0.07. So the only Nickelodeon show still running from the 1990s is still in it. I mean, they were in it, but not by a lot. So anyways, thank you for those who participated in this week's poll. If you want to see the polls beforehand, make sure to follow us on our social media. You'll get updated about that. But if you join our Discord server, we have a pretty good discussion about that. There'll be a link in the description down below. Thanks so much for watching and participating, and enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Poorly Written Podcast, the only podcast where you can do it from your bed.
My bed.
Her bed. And her PJs. For those who can't see it right now, I'm wearing PJs. For our audio listeners. We like that.
As a man should.
It is casual Friday, so.
It is casual Fridays.
It is casual Friday when we are recording this, so there you go. Can't complain. We got India here.
Yay.
We got Mike. He doesn't have his camera. Loser.
Of course I don't.
It's a running gag at this point.
It's a running gag that Mike just changes his profile every time we got to record. And last but not least, we have Kayla from the Listen to Me Speak podcast. Say hi, Kayla.
What's up, guys?
Woo-woo! So excited. I hope so. I mean, we tend to have fun. I like having fun.
I like having fun too.
Remember, casual Friday. Anyways, today we are actually talking about the Grammys. Wow, music industry. We got, you know, this some of the notable nominees this year and more. Why is there some controversy this year? Why is there always controversy? Actually,
every year,
biggest snobs that might. Going the worst nominees, who's gonna bring home the most awards, maybe some early predictions, way too early predictions. We might pick some winners. Mike, we are 0-1 in Super Bowl predictions publicly.
Of course we are.
We picked the Chiefs and boy, we jinxed them.
I don't think we really jinxed them. We just threw them into the hole and said good luck.
Yeah. Sorry, Travis Kelce didn't win another one.
I was cheering for Travis
Kelce. Gonna have to settle for Rob Gronkowski.
I don't want him.
We're off to a great start.
He might be going to the Dolphins soon, so.
That man goes to the Dolphins, there might be some problems. Anyways, let's start. We all kind of have an idea of what goes on in music. I mean, India and Kayla have better ideas than me and Mike. I mean, Mike, let's just face it, we have the music taste of our grandfathers.
I have the music taste of my father, not really my grandfather. I don't listen to, like, Italian music on records.
That's amore. I have a very weird taste in music. I listen to anything that I think is good.
So just country, then.
Mike, I listen to more than just country. Mike, do you not remember the time I was playing? What was I playing? I was playing some Dr. Dre in the car, and you're like, "What's this?" And I'm like, "It's rap, Mike."
Hello, Mike.
Mike. It's Dr. Dre. I'm literally listening to 2001 and Forever. Listening to Forget About Dre.
I got you on Meg the Stallion.
You did get me on Meg the Stallion.
I put Zach on Meg the Stallion.
A great woman. A great woman.
Great woman. She had a great year.
She did.
In terms of collabs, she's really more than halfway to collecting her Infinity Stones of collabs.
She's going to be the Thanos of female rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, she just needs Rihanna. And honestly, I can see that happening. It makes sense.
Rihanna keeps teasing new music.
She'll come out of retirement to collab with Meg.
When the lingerie business, like, isn't doing too hot, or maybe it's slow, you know, like, right after Valentine's Day, then she's gonna be, like, back to the studio.
I really feel like whenever she does drop her album, it'll be the last. I don't think her heart's in the music anymore.
It's not.
But better be a big album, but that's not what we're here to talk about. I would love to speculate all day about Rihanna's next album, but I think we're here for Grammys. Clearly, the Grammys are not that exciting if we're going off on hypothetical Rihanna albums.
I think they're pretty exciting.
I don't know.
They have a good chance this year to do something different and highlight, because they did have some good nominees. It's are they going to actually come through and award these nominees that are deserving?
That's a good point. So let's get some notable nominees going through first. First of all, let's start with the general one. Record of the year. Black Parade with Beyonce, you know.
Mm.
We got Colors by Black Pumas. Which, who I've never heard of, by the way. Mike,
don't know who they
any
are.
Idea?
Yeah.
No, nothing. Wildcard Mike, all right, cool. He'll come through. Rockstar by DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch. Say So, Doja Cat. Everything I Want by Billie Eilish. Some people call her Billie Irish.
My grandma calls her Billie Eyelash.
Billie who?
Girl, the one with the green roots.
Someone, Billie Eilish was at like an award show, and someone's like, "Oh, and there's a Billie Irish over there," and it's like, "Wait, what?" Top of the morning, he a bad guy.
So you're a bad guy. It's always funny hearing like older people ask, you know, their nieces and granddaughters, like, "Oh, who is this person?" And they completely butcher it. It's the funniest thing.
Yeah.
My grandma does that. She thought The Weeknd was a group of people, and then she watched the Super Bowl. She was like, wait, India, I didn't know The Weeknd was only one person. And I'm like, yes, grandma.
I do that now.
Maybe back in the 70s.
It's just a one-person group.
One-man show.
It is a one-man show. Maybe back in, like, the 60s or 70s it would have been a group, but, like, not now.
Not today.
She's thinking of Earth, Fire, and Wind, but they're missing water. what else? Don't Start Now by...
Dua Lipa.
I don't know how to say her name. Circles by Post Malone and Savage. Meg the Stallion. Everybody keeps saying The Stallion, and she's like, no, it's The. And I'm like, well, that's wrong, because you spelled it medieval.
I'm not gonna lie, I was calling her the, and I'm probably always going to.
Yeah. So like some people go Usher, but then other people like, no, it's like Usher, and it's like, what?
That's what he calls himself.
Okay, but he's wrong.
That's what he calls himself. He does.
But he's wrong.
How do you tell the man he's wrong?
Because it's simple, I'll go up to him and tell him he's wrong. I have the confidence. I have some confidence, you know.
Okay.
And the last one, you know, Meg Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce on that remix. Those are just the records. It's not even, like, albums of the year.
Those are just, like...
song of the year.
Hits, records.
That's just a kind of an idea. I mean, there's some interesting ones, like in Best New Artist. They have
Phoebe Bridgers.
Thank you. Jeez, I should...
She made that one song that I only know one song by her, so I don't know much.
That's more than me. Song.
Yeah.
We got Best New Artist, Doja Cat's on there, Meg Thee Stallion, D-Smoke, Noah Cyrus, Ingrid Indress. I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Either. I don't know how to pronounce some of these names. Kayla, help me out.
There was
That's why they're all new.
For D-Smoke, there was some like chatter online about that because a lot of people felt like they were like, who is that? And why was he picked over some of the other newer artists?
Yeah.
So I did read some chatter online about that. I don't know much about his music.
Neither do I.
But I did read some people kind of feeling a ways
then
about him.
People feeling the type of way. They're like, should he been there? Maybe he was there to just fill it out. They're like, we need one more. And they're like, D-Smoke, that's what it is.
Sometimes.
Right. And also, the labels are in charge of nominating their artists. So mm-hmm. he probably just had a label and team that really pushed for yeah. him to be nominated.
Yeah, because sometimes you could buy your way into these nominations, not even the awards themselves, just like get in there. Taylor's.
Yep.
I'm talking right there. Say it loud. I don't want her to sue me.
Say it, girl.
Taylor Swift, I mean...
They can't come after you. In February? Out of all times of the year?
She complains about her album, but girl is always getting those awards. I don't know!
I feel like Taylor Swift is one of those few artists that could talk the absolute worst about the Grammys and still get nominated and win.
Yeah.
So, I think there's some...
Every category she's nominated for, she'll win it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I've expressed my opinions on Taylor Swift. You definitely have.
Oh yeah.
I just don't listen to Taylor Swift. I'm like, no one. I don't know how she got Artist of the Decade from Billboard's because she.
Listen.
That was a
snub.
That was a snub for.
What we have Beyonce? I mean, how dare you? She's and so disrespectful.
And Beyonce had such an impactful 2010s with that surprise drop, because then she set that precedent of, okay, we're moving the new music releases from Tuesday to Friday to give artists the full tracking week. And now showing other artists that if you're popular enough, you could just drop a surprise album and not worry about a rollout. You can just drop your album and go. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, if anything, Beyonce was very much deserving of an award like that, because she shifted the music industry.
Oh yeah,
you know,
most definitely. Beyonce's in; she's in a league of her own. Nobody can be pinned up against her. It's just impossible.
She's in a genre of her own, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I like exactly. to say she's like the Michael Jackson of this generation. Like, I really do think so. She's untouchable. Seriously,
mm-hmm, I see she that.
Like my dad said it once, that you know, what Beyonce is today was what Janet Jackson was mm-hmm. before they did what they did to her career. Janet Jackson was untouchable. She even surpassed Michael Jackson in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a big, that's larger than life, you know? And I think we're blessed to have an artist, to witness an artist like Beyonce, because a lot of those artists were kind of before our time.
Yeah.
Like the Princes and the Michael Jacksons, you know?
Even like the Paul McCartney and John Lennon and Elvis Presley is like way before our time.
Right, way before our time.
Yeah.
Before my dad's time.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
But they always compared those to legend, and now they're like, all this music is crap. I'm like, because you're old?
Basically.
That's how I feel some days.
Now some younger generations are hypnotized like that.
Like, I think my grandparents mentioned a band that I've never heard of from the 70s. It's one of those, like, folk bands where it's like Paul Nash and Sue Mary or whatever. Like, they always do that. They're like, you need to listen to real music. I'm like, this...
who this person is, and it'd be like some country band from like the 70s, and I'm like, no grandma, I don't.
It's on like a broken 48.
Have you listened to Paul Nash and Mary? No, I haven't, because they're just, well, they're not good. How to tell, let me Google how to tell my grandparents their music selection is currently shit.
My favorite thing is when my parents play something in the car and they're like, you don't know nothing about this. Yeah.
What you know about this? What you know? You're young. You're too young to know about that. And I'm like, what?
I have the internet, you know.
Don't mind Mike. That's he funny. Still listens to Billy Joel. It's okay.
I love
hey, he's a local boy. He's a local boy.
I love Billy Joel. I'm not mad at that.
No.
But... I like Billy Joel, too.
Billy Joel's good.
Billy Joel is good, but I'll always, like, you know, think of him as, like, not the best artist. That's definitely Springsteen.
Oh, boy. Now he's really digging.
Listen, Springsteen lasts longer, okay?
Springsteen lasts longer.
Shut up, Zach.
What I will say, though, is I'm glad I have young parents, so their music is more, their taste in music is a little bit more modern, so it was kind of like, it was nice to grow up with.
See, I had younger parents too, but
your parents are white. that's different. My parents are not even old. I mean, they're kind of old, they're in their 50s now, but my parents, like, they love like 80s and 90s hip-hop, and they love R&B. Like, they love the Aaliyah, R. Kelly before he got canceled. Usher, Mary J. Blige. Like, they were into that.
Mary J.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, so I was blessed with parents that had that taste of music to pass on to me because,
That must be cool.
It was.
I got a lot of country and rock.
Yeah, it must be really cool.
And Chris Brown before the things happened.
Before he was canceled, right?
Well, this is like before cancel culture.
Before
cancel culture
existed.
So he's like, true. It doesn't count. And I'm like, what do you mean? It was all over the news. It counts.
It does.
You ever hear some of the old songs you used to like and you're like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. These lyrics are a little.
Yeah.
These lyrics are a little feisty. What's going on?
Why did I catch this? Why am I just now knowing about this song?
It's what. Like, you watch a kid's movie, then you go back after not seeing it for like 20 years. You're like, this is great. And then you notice,
pick up on it.
And then you notice the dick joke that they put in.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Especially in SpongeBob. They were quite.
How about robots? The beginnings of robots.
Oh, robots.
Robots where they're like making the babies the fun part. Movie. And it's like, what's fun about it? I don't get it. Oh, we're way off track. But anyways. That's cool. Nominees are looking interesting at the very least, but some of them are pretty good. Some of these categories are filled out pretty well.
I think it's safe to say, like, for the new artists, I think we all know who the two biggest possibilities of winning that are gonna be, unless the Grammys go completely left.
Yeah, Doja Cat and Meg Thee Stallion.
Taylor Swift comes out with a steel chair.
You cannot. This is not your time, homegirl. No. I think those are pretty too good. Either one of those are susceptible to winning. I mean, if either one of those don't win, I will have a problem with it. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean the solo pop performances. Yummy's on here somehow. I don't know how. There was a lot better songs.
That
than
was
Yummy.
A bad song.
That was bad.
It was. And the thing
pushed
with
that
too
was bad.
Exactly. And when he was like, "Oh, I made an R&B album," I'm like, Justin Bieber, Journals was an R&B album.
Journals was that album.
It really was. Now Changes is a pop album. I don't know who's in his ear telling him he made R&B music. But he didn't, so he deserves to be in the top category. And he should be grateful that Yummy is even nominated, because there were better songs with that album that should have been instead of Yummy.
There was, like, Yummy wasn't even the, like, it wasn't the best one, obviously. But there was an artist with better singles than that.
Yeah.
Than Yummy. I mean, like, if you're going to throw in Justin Bieber, pick a better performance.
I mean, they threw in Say So by Doja Cat.
But that's...
Which was popular obvious. Off of TikTok.
That one's an obvious one, though. That was
obvious. I mean, it's cute. It's a cute song. It's not my favorite of her work, but you know, it's something.
Right. Wait. I know Dua definitely deserves to be on here. Don't start now.
Oh, Dua Lipa. Yeah, Dua Lipa. Yeah, she did that.
There's some really good ones for the solos. Watch it. Just give it to Justin Bieber. He's making a comeback, everybody.
Oh my God! And then Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar. He deserves to be on there.
It's literally between Dua Lipa and Harry Styles, or Doja Cat. That's it.
Yeah,
everyone else is just there for clout.
I mean, I didn't really like Everything I Wanted. It's not all that.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's not songs.
But anyways,
it's
just
a pop record. To
yeah,
me.
I mean the group performances isn't any better. Dynamite's really on bad. There. Rain on me.
Which I felt like was such a kind of like I felt forced. Rain on Me, I feel like Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande they make sense to collaborate. You had someone like Lady Gaga who ran the 2010s for pop along with Katy Perry, and then you have Ariana Grande who's running it now. That collaboration on paper makes sense, but the song just really didn't connect.
I think
for me
it was a little,
I think maybe because of the circumstances of last year and stuff, or maybe the pre-planning, it might have forced their hand on something. But, you know, it wasn't the best collab they could have done.
I want to redo, because those two artists would make a really good song. Yeah. And Rain On Me just missed the mark. It really did.
I feel like Lady Gaga has kind of lost her footing in identity for music.
She did
like...
A Star Was Born, and then she lost her way.
After A Star Was Born, it kind of went... you know, kind of down a little bit. But I do love Gaga. I'm a very big Gaga fan.
Still.
I love Lady Gaga.
Still. There's some pretty good nominees in this whole year, though. There's some very good choices, some very bad choices. Mm-hmm. Like Yummy.
Yeah.
Yummy should have not been nominated. Because, like, if Yummy, Justin Bieber could be like, oh, this was nominated for Best Solo Pop Song, and it's like, no, it wasn't that good. Like, you know those movies or TV shows that's, like, nominated for Best? It's like, please, shut up. No one cares. You were never going to win it. They just needed to fill the roster.
Right, or certain actors where they're like, oh, Emmy Award nominated. It's like, for what? For that?
For that? Like, you weren't even on, you, like, they got to the gym, and then one of their friends called out, like, all right, we need one more to play, and they're like,
That's definitely the keys. I don't see him taking any awards for changes.
No, but
he's up against some heavy hitters.
I think it's good encouragement for him to be like, all right, you know, I still got something.
Right.
I feel like just because it's Justin Bieber, he'll take one, at least.
Say so if he wasn't up against Taylor. Because Taylor, pretty much, if she's nominated, she's guaranteed to take the record. So I think almost all of his nominations, he's against her.
Right.
So, you know.
Okay.
So, I guess we'll have to see. We'll have to see, because the Grammys do whatever they want.
They do.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, for the best rap performance, I'm not surprised by most of these. I mean, what's Poppins on here? That's an obvious.
Yeah. No, Dior? Pop Smoke? Come on. Pop? I like Pop's music.
But Savage is on here too, so like, there's at least a good, healthy.
That's a solid competition.
It's a good, solid competition there. And then after you go past the pop and rap,
well, I would want to talk about the.
What do you want to talk
the
about?
The best progressive R&B album. Chloe and Halle and Janae Aiko are on there, and I love Chloe and Halle. I love Chloe and Halle. I really do. I seriously do.
I really like them, but I really connected with Janae's album because it was such a healing album for me, especially with everything that went on in 2020. It was just like, and she put out that album before things went wrong.
Yeah.
I just felt like she really had her foot on like what I needed. So I really connected with that album. So I'm really hoping for either her or Chloe and Halle to take it. I think Chloe and Halle, like, if you think about progressive R&B music, Ungodly Hours kind of like,
right,
they're in a league of their own. Like, that's a new genre to me. You can't really, you know,
can't touch them.
I think
they love Janae Aiko.
I know you do.
Janae Aiko does so, she does wonders.
Mike, did you find anything in The Rock?
I don't know anybody. My listening stopped at the 1999, so...
That's a shame, Mike. That's a shame, Mike.
No. Hold on. It stopped at, like, All American Rejects and American Idiot, to be honest.
That's still, like, way too early 2000s.
Of Green Day.
I know, Then, like, Greta Van Fleet, all that kind of stuff came out.
He got nostalgic. That's why he went for Greta Van Fleet.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my roommate, who you know, got me into it, so.
Yeah, I know he did. He's super hyped whenever they get mentioned. But I'm glad they beat Ghost out, last year or a couple years ago? Ghost, the metal band? That's fucking... That was a no-brainer, but... I'm looking at the countries just off just to see, be like, oh, let's just look, just see, just to cover our bases. Oh, yes, the group formerly known, that is known now as Lady A, who is trying to sue a black woman for the name, got nominated, so that's cool.
That whole situation was.
They're like, we're changing our name, and like, that's great, and it's like, now we're suing this black woman who's used the name for 20 plus years for infringing on our new copyrights. It's like, what?
Just typical. I know country music kind of like lost their footing during everything with the Black Lives Matter movement because they realized how deep-rootedly racist a lot of their music was. I mean, so they were kind of caught in a place where they were like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah, like some of them were.
I've heard of Lady A.
Well,
I like Dan and Shay. I've heard of Little Big Town too.
Little Big Town's usually pretty good. Old Dominion's good too. Brothers Osborne has been my new favorite, but.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with country. All I know is Dan and Shay.
I just happened to look down. I just happened to be like, Eric Church is in here, so, I mean, nothing unusual.
Best melodic rap performance.
Go to that
one. I'm rooting for The Box by Roddy Ricch. And Roddy Ricch, overall, his music.
The Box.
His music. I really do like Roddy Ricch.
See, I never really got into his album. I've heard The Box, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I have two modes where I'm like, okay, here's who I want to win and who... This is who I think makes the most sense to win. Mm-hmm. I definitely think Roddy Ricch makes the most sense to win because he's very melodic.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Even Rockstar makes sense to win because it's a melodic track. I love me some Drake, but Laugh Now, Cry Later was just like a desperate toss, I feel like.
It was.
It felt like a grab.
It felt like a grab. And you never know. People like Travis Scott. I'm not really a fan of... I don't see the appeal with Travis Scott, to be honest. But
you almost call him Travel Scott.
He got in.
Yeah, I don't see the appeal with him either. Like a couple of songs here and there, but he's just not a full album artist for me.
No. After three songs, cut it off.
Exactly. There's only so much Travis Scott we can handle. I mean, you know, usually three songs is the average, or 1 5-minute Super Bowl performance, and that's it. So,
but Beyonce. Basically.
Beyonce.
Best rap song, Savage.
That one is...
If that doesn't win, I'm turning the television off. I don't think Beyonce will even show up to the Grammys, but, you know.
They are hosting an in-person Grammys, aren't they?
Yeah, which is dumb.
Which is dumb, because didn't they just see the Country Music Awards, so the CMAs do their thing, and they got one of the most famous black country artists killed from COVID. I mean, that was a whole fiasco.
A lot of award shows have been virtual, too. Like, not really, like, virtual, but the thing is, they didn't have a huge red carpet type of event thing beforehand, and they would have the artists record their performances ahead of time or do them live in a separate place. And then they would just, you know, cut to them when it was time.
There's
for them
ways
to
do it safely.
There really is.
But, you know, how would you feel knowing that you're on your deathbed with COVID-19, knowing that you shook Tim McGraw too closely?
And I feel like we're in such a better place as of terms of creativity with operating during this virus. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the BET Awards was on last year, I hated it because the virtual just looked very cheap. But now you fast forward to some of the more recent award shows, and they've done a really cool thing of having the artists have their own stages and pre-recording their stuff. The Grammys does not need to be live.
It doesn't.
We already know who's going to win. I mean, well, some of them at least. They already know who's going to win. They already have the winners picked out. Like, they do, sometimes the Grammys give it away in, like, their preview snippets or whatever. It's like, here's the trailer for it. And
they'll keep showing
me Taylor Swift. I know she's going to win.
They'll have the awards that, like, nobody really cared about. It'll be, like, you know, one of, like, the little soundtrack awards. You know, soundtracks are very important, but those are not the ones that people are usually looking for.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, oh, yeah, during the break, so-and-so won for best soundtrack album, do it, whatever.
Yeah.
Like.
And chances are, if they're performing, they've got an award, because that's the incentive to kind of get them there. So if Taylor Swift is performing, we know she's got a couple of awards.
She got something in the bag.
She got something in the bag.
So let's move in. We spent half of this episode talking about nominees, picking them apart.
I thought that was the point of the show.
I want to talk about the snubs, who we think isn't on this list.
Okay.
Because I think there's a very big, obvious one that, you know, we're kind of missing from this list, and that's The Weeknd.
That is The Weeknd.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And... if anything, if After Hours wasn't enough to get nominated, Blinding Lights was enough, because that song has left the top 10.
That was a top 10, and it was at number 1 and stayed in the top 10 for a long time. Like, it was still there.
Exactly. And then, to me... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Don't mind me, I talk a lot.
I was going to say that the moment that the list of nominees came out and he wasn't listed, I knew it was some behind-the-scenes politics that were going on, because the Grammys at this point, or maybe always, have been about popularity, and you have an artist like The Weeknd, who is probably the most successful artist during quarantine, with an album that sold crazy numbers, a song like Blinding Lights never leaving the top 10, and he's not nominated at all. So I wasn't surprised when he came out.
That's sus.
That doesn't make any sense.
The math doesn't add up, and I hate math. Like, 1 + 2 equals potato in my mind. It doesn't make any sense, but it should. I mean, I feel like The Weeknd was a pretty big snub in all of this, though. I mean, like, Like we're gonna keep pointing to be like, why didn't he get in? Maybe it's because he did the halftime show. That's why.
That's what he alleged. He said that the Grammys wanted him to kind of pick and choose, and then they shot themselves in their own foot because they ended up delaying till March, and he could have done both.
Exactly.
He could have done both.
But you know what? I thought his halftime performance was... it's a lot better than some people give him credit for. But it didn't have to blow you away. I mean, like, it's just like...
It just had to be a breath of fresh air.
Right. I think it didn't help that in the past 5 years we've had artists like Beyonce, Bruno, even J-Lo and Shakira, who are entertainers where they put on a show. It helped that they performed not that long ago, because now someone like The Weeknd, who's not really an entertainer in that sense, does a show, and because you can't unsee Beyonce and Bruno, they can't help but compare those performances.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, there was a couple bad stumbles in there. Like, I thought Katy Perry was a so-so performance. Maroon 5 is just the absolute worst. In terms of halftime, I will never get off this hill. But the thing is that it's a very popular hill to die on.
I think The Weeknd would have done a little bit better if he would have brought one more artist out.
Who do you think he should have brought out?
I don't know.
He's done... Like, if he did Pray For Me and then Kendrick Lamar came out
that would be great.
That would have been a really good one. Because, like, it would have changed it up. Yeah, it would have changed it up, and it would have gone with the set, too. I mean, it would have matched with After Hours, but, like, if Kendrick came out in, like, a Black Panther t-shirt or something, like, just something simple.
Something simple.
For Chadwick Boseman, because, you know, like if you haven't listened to Kayla's podcast, now's a good time to plug it, because I was listening to it, and you mentioned about the Pray For Me being on his, like, greatest of all time, you know, like, best hits of all time on there, and then he doesn't do anything for halftime when Chadwick Boseman died last year. I mean, like... That was the one thing that I didn't even think about, and now I'm like, well, now I'm kind of mad.
It made sense. I saw someone mention that on Twitter, and I'm like, that would have been really sweet, you know, for him to do, but The Weeknd has always been kind of a self-contained artist, so I wasn't surprised that he just did it himself.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you can invite him to the party, but if he shows up, that's on him. I mean, like, you're like, hey, Weeknd, listen, we're having a party this weekend. No pun intended. Anyways, you're inviting him. He's like,
I'll think about it.
Think about it. Show up. And then he brings a plate of cookies, so it's like, it's cool. But
I definitely, because I'm an R&B head, I definitely wanted to get into the best R&B album, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
I know we were talking about snubs. I feel like there are a lot of great R&B acts and albums with the past couple of years, and I think the biggest snub was Kehlani for It Was Good Until It Wasn't.
Yep.
I think that was a snub, because I feel like a lot of the women have been running R&B the past couple of years. We've had Kehlani, we've had her, we've had Ella, we've had a lot of them. And I feel like It Was Good Until It Wasn't was just a solid R&B album. And it was kind of shocking that she got nominated for a mixtape a couple of years ago, but an album like It Was Good Until It wasn't nominated. Like, that was confusing to me.
Once again, the math doesn't add up. 1 + 2 equals potato, but it doesn't make sense still.
It doesn't at all, because she should be right up there with Jhené Aiko and who, I don't know who Emily King is. You know? When I think of R&B now, I think of her. I think of SZA. I think of you know, not really much Beyonce, but I do think of Jhené Aiko. Even what was that one girl name? The girl that I was thinking of was Queen Naija. She won't be having a Grammy anytime soon, but one day it'll come for her.
I'm not crazy about her.
I like her music. I think it's okay.
I think it's okay.
I play it. I call it Mad at My Man music. So I play songs and I like yell at Zach and he's like, I didn't even do anything.
I didn't. I'd be like, hey babe, you look beautiful. It's like, shut up.
She's like, Alexa, play BS by Janae.
Yeah.
We're just cruising along and be like, I'm mad at my man. And I'm like, why? Because I stole the blankets again.
Yeah. I just do that just to poke fun at you, but
that's funny.
Sometimes I feel like it's too real. Sometimes she'll cite something very specifically I did. It wasn't wrong, but it's just very specific.
But yeah, I definitely think Kehlani was a snub, along with a lot of the R&B acts of recent years. There are a lot of projects that came out by them that I feel like should have been on the nominations list, but they weren't.
You know, there's always... Unfortunately, we're always going to have snubs in any award show. But I feel like music should be less about popularity and, like, sometimes it should be more about, like, who's actually doing a really good job.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not really fair, because I just happen to look through the rock performances right now. Like, that's what I'm doing right now. And, like, any of these artists, I'm like, I really don't know quite as well as I used to. I recognize Brittany Howard. One.
Strokes is familiar.
Strokes are in, yeah. Code Orange is another one. Poppy's another one. Power Trip's another one. Like, I do recognize some of them, but, like, you know, like, there were some other good rock songs this year. I can't think of a whole lot off the top of my head, but there were some other rock acts, and I'm like, oh, they definitely should have got in, but...
Do you feel like it's been lacking for rock?
Well, rock has had... I can generally do a projection thing of, like, music and stuff, because, like, rock has been weird because, like, the 2000s was all these, like, one-hit wonders or Paramore or Foo Fighters or, like, there was, like, a very strong, heavy alternative, but...
Are you calling Paramore a one-hit wonder?
No, no. I said there was a bunch of one-hit wonders. Then there was Paramore, Green Day,
Foo Fighters. I was about to say, you do not disrespect Hayley Williams like
no,
that.
No, no, no. You missed... There was a lot of one-hit wonders,
okay.
But then stuff rose to the top.
Right.
But it was a bit of a heavier
I haven't listened to alternative since, like, the Paramore.
But then,
I'm big on Green Day, Paramore, My Chemical Romance. Like, that's my thing.
The 2010s were interesting, because country, I'm comparing country to rock right now, because that's the usual comparison. Country got a lot more pop and a lot more progressive in the way they do their music and stuff and lyrics and stuff. I mean... Not totally,
but same thing for rock, you know.
Rock has gotten more progressive in a different way, too, but their sounds are more heavy now. What?
Yeah.
Do you think they've become a lot more pop-punk in rock?
There was that huge split. You either did pop-punk or you did light metal. That was it. That's all you did.
Pop-punk.
A lot of them, they're like, oh, we're a pop-punk band, and I'm like, cool. I don't know how much alcohol is in your Shirley Temple, but I know it's not. I mean,
Fall Out Boy like started turning pop, and I'm like, Fall Out Boy, no, pump the brakes. Panic at the Disco turned pop too. It worked out for them.
Not so much Fall Out Boy.
It didn't work for them.
I mean, Foo Fighters tried to go more heavy. It didn't work out for them, and that was one of my favorite. Green Day just does whatever they want.
Yeah,
but it works out for them. I mean. You know, their songs, Bang Bang was a really good single. Uh-huh. But they pulled it off. They're like, it's too controversial after they did the thing at the award show where they said, no Trump, no KKK, no Fascist USA. They pulled it.
Yeah. And then Weezer's just been falling off.
Weezer has been doing whatever. They're like in a retirement home now. They're like, okay, so what do we do?
And they put like, out an album like last month. And nobody listened to me.
Weezer's just falling off because they did the covers album and then nobody has cared since.
No.
They're like, we want more covers! More!
The White Album. I saw them on tour when they did the White Album. I was like the only person to go, but...
I'm still mad at my brother because he tricked me out of seeing Weezer.
Never forgive.
Years ago. Never forgive. Forgave him still.
Never forgive, never forget.
Because, quick story... What?
I was going to say, what about Mike? Any snubs?
Not that I can really think of. I'm not really attuned to the music scene as much.
He's not with, like, the cool kids.
not with the cool kids. All right.
Not a cool kid.
He's not with the cool kids.
But if I can just, you know, tack on, you know, what Zach's been saying, because I can't really contribute to the snubs. Like, like, again, of Greta Van Fleet, I said earlier, I thought Greta Van Fleet would kind of reboot the rock scene a bit, where they would retread old ground, then something new, but I guess not.
Hasn't worked out so far. I mean, they can't do it alone, but they're not helping.
Yeah, they are. They haven't really come back to much.
No.
But I think rock might come back, but just right now, R&B, rap, and of course, pop is, like, you know, the big things right now.
We kind of had that weird switch off, because, like, the 90s was a lot about, like, hip-hop and rap and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was rock in there, too, but it wasn't as strong until, like, I mean, it was strong with the grunge scene, but then when the grunge scene died, like, rock didn't know where to go, so the 2000s was them kind of, like, figuring shit out.
Yeah. Then the 2000s was good for rock.
2000s was good for rock, but there was too many one-hit wonders for it to, like, thrive the way it did in, like, the 2010s. It did better.
Yeah.
But now it's at the 2020s, and now they kind of have another issue. It's like, all right, where do we go? Because you got Greta Van Fleet. You got people going to Ghost for some dumb fucking reason. I mean, Ghost is a terrible music choice for metal. They're literally shunned for all their terrible songs. They're literally, like, they get nominated just to fill up the roster. They're that kid that you're like, yeah, we got to pick you because we need to fill up the squad. I mean, like, that's how it goes. Their whole gimmick, I hate...
Roasting!
I hate super gimmicky bands.
I hate super gimmicky bands.
They are a gimmicky band. They're like, we're the clergy. And I'm like, no, it's a circle jerk. I mean... That's in the Holy Spirit. I'm like, the Holy Spirit of being left alone.
Speaking of the Holy Spirit, Kanye West was nominated for... Was it Christian? Christian album?
What's it?
Gospel?
Gospel.
Man, how is that one guy who always does gospel? Album. Who's the one guy? Eric Clapton. How is he going to handle competition for once? I mean, how is he going to handle that? He's like, oh, no, you did not step to me. Eric Clapton will arrange for me.
Speaking of gimmicks, Kanye.
What was that?
No, I said, speaking of gimmicks, Kanye falls right into that category. This whole gospel thing is definitely
gimmick! A gimmick. Gimmick, because if anybody that needs Jesus, it's him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially now that he's getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah, that broke today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see, really Kanye has not been able to stand on his own since Watch the Throne.
He hasn't been
himself in about 6.5 years, actually.
I mean, people were saying that he hasn't been the same since his mother passed away, and I can understand.
Oh, no, I get that.
I can see why, but the thing was... He started falling off when he started, like, being a Trump supporter.
His real, like, popularity downfall.
Yeah, that was his, like, social suicide.
It's crazy to think what hatred can do to you.
Yeah. Slavery was a choice. I mean, running for president.
Which was such a bullshit run, by the way.
Yeah, he wasn't gonna win, but somehow he still, like, went out there.
Yeah,
how many votes did he get? Like 1,000?
He didn't get a whole lot.
Yeah,
I think
44 something.
44, yeah, he got a good number, but, like, it was so spread out, it wasn't enough to, like, throw off.
I'd rather vote for Joe Jorgensen.
Ooh. Let's go for the Libertarians, the Porcupine Party. We're resistant. And I'm like, yes, and you're also terrible.
You also want McDonald's to be president.
Those are McNuggets, though?
Would you go to war for McNuggets?
I would go to war for the sweet tea.
Okay.
McDonald's currently, and all they order is Coke and sweet tea. So clearly, something's in that sweet tea that just.
I just had a shamrock shake. So
I love the sweet tea.
First one of the season. My record is 15.
Really?
In a season, not in a.
Sitting. Oh, I was about to be like, oh.
Shamrock season 15 in a sitting one.
Okay, how long is the shamrock season? Shamrock shake season.
I.
Well, March, right?
Most of March. Like, it's like the last week of March, and they're like, all right, it's all right. Gone.
So they start in, like, mid-February.
They start March. Yeah, it varies year to year. It depends on how late Valentine's Day is.
So say, like, 6 weeks.
Yeah. That's their promotional period. That's a good promotional period.
15 in 6 weeks.
I had cash, I had a car, and...
Well, that's probably, like, my record of sweet teas.
It was the first year I had my car, and, you know...
He was living it up.
He was living it up.
Do I need to pay for gas? Nah. Do I need to get Shamrock Shakes? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So are we going to pick winners now?
You're looking at the rundown.
I am. I like to keep track of things.
See, I just like to let things go flow and free like all a libertarian. Right,
it's your show.
We're going to privatize this episode. Let's pick some winners. Let's pick some fun categories. Pick some winners. Mike, you can join in too. You can just pick at random.
Taylor is in, she's winning. Unfortunately. Yeah,
I agree. Unfortunately, yes.
It's just like, it's not like.
Boring.
I can't do Taylor.
The thing is, yeah. I just feel like she's just doing stuff just to keep herself relevant now. Like, nobody asked for her to remake her music, but she still did it. Like,
right.
We have it for a reason. You don't gotta re-sing it. We know who sings the songs.
I'm gonna re-sing it so I can get money off this one. I'm like, you don't have money already? You can't up.
They eat it up.
She just keeps finding new teenage girls to just suck the soul out of.
And all of her pop songs sound the same.
Yeah, Taylor Swift has definitely fallen off. I don't like her personally, but I was a fan of some of her music, and her music really hasn't been.
That was a bop.
I'm convinced Taylor Swift is secretly a witch, and the way she keeps staying young forever is just to remake her music and find new teenage girls to be fans of. You don't have to eat the children, just collect their.
Collect their influence.
Collect their energy. Let's pick some winners. Let's start. Do we want to start with the big one, or do we want to like work our way up?
We can do like record of the year because I think that's an easy choice.
I thought that was.
You sure, Mike? Have you looked?
A big one.
It is a big one.
Is that the big one? Is that the last one that they pick?
It's the first one.
I think album of the year is the last award that goes out.
Yeah. Oh. It goes record, then album.
Okay, so.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
Let's start with song of the year. Let's have a fun one. Song of the year between Black Parade. That's not My Chemical Romance. What the?
No. Beyonce.
Beyonce, Cardigan, Circles, Don't Start Now, Everything I Wanted, and I Can't Breathe, and If the World Was Ending. Mike, I hope you have the list pulled up.
I do.
Song of the Year.
Yeah, there we go. Song of the Year. Oh, there's a couple of good ones, realistically.
All the boxes in here, too. Ooh.
No, it isn't. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Why did they put the space right there?
We found a typo on the official website, everybody. Wow. We're not editors, but, you know, goddamn.
We're not bettors, but we have sense.
We do have some sense. 1 + 2 = potato. He still laughs at it no matter what I do. Mike, listen.
Run into the ground.
1 + 2.
Shut up.
Equals potato.
Shut up. Please.
I will. After. What are we thinking for song of the year?
I think Don't Start Now.
Don't Start Now?
Yeah. Ooh. I think that might take it.
Cause.
What about you guys?
What are you thinking?
It's hard.
This one's hard.
I'm thinking. The box.
That's what I was thinking too.
I'd like to say Beyonce, but
The box. Mike, you have any idea?
He's never.
From just what I've seen, I'm thinking if they'll pull a swerve on us, because everyone's going to think Beyonce, everyone's going to think Black Parade. I think.
I'm waiting for that.
But. I think. Maybe they might choose Billie Eilish. I don't know.
Oh,
they could.
That's a wild card, but that's an absolute wild card.
She won last year.
That's true. She's got momentum.
Yeah.
And now, what is the difference? I think she might be a Grammy darling.
She might be.
All right.
Now, what's the difference between record and song of the year? Like, is record about production and song is about the actual song?
I think it's total production. It's awarded to artists and to the producers, recording engineers, and or mixers, and master engineers, and if any of the artists. So.
Okay, so record so is for, like, probably the label itself, too.
Yeah, like, it's a total production of the song.
Not just the person who sings it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they put a little description in. They show the credits. Song of the Year, it's also, for Song of the Year, if it was released and achieved during the eligibility year, so, and it's not even production. Why don't we go to Best New Artist and pick new one there?
I think Megan Thee Stallion's gonna get new artist. I think she's gonna clinch it.
I think it's mostly between Doja Cat and Meg Thee Stallion.
They could throw a wild card and be like Phoebe Bridgers, because she was trending on Twitter for a little bit, and I'm like, I know one song by her, but it really, the competition is between Doja and Megan. Personally,
I mean, yeah, they could.
Surprise, it's D Smoke.
I'll throw my drink at the TV. I'll just
we throw in our blue solo cups at the TV.
I want Megan to win this one.
I feel like Megan should win it. Just from everything she's done the past year alone, that should be like, all right, we just kind of have to give her this one.
Yeah.
And it's not like a gimme award. It's like, okay, like no one else has come close. Did Noah Cyrus do a collab with Cardi B and have like one of the top songs of the year? No.
Definitely not.
I feel like anything Megan touched that last year was like gold. So I definitely think she deserves it.
Yeah. Like, especially for last year.
Wait, did WAP make the cutoff? It probably didn't.
I don't think it
Cardi
did.
Cardi said she wasn't even going to submit it. So I'm not sure. I think the cutoff is September. WAP came out in the summer. I don't think
Cardi submitted the record. It came out pretty late in the summer, though. I don't think there was enough time.
There wasn't.
The cutoff September, I think it could have worked.
It
would have been so close, though.
If it came out in the summer.
It came out, like, late summer, though. It wasn't.
Was it August?
I think it was July.
Yeah, I want to say it was July.
It was like mid-July, I think.
Man, know how long WAP was on the... Get out of here! WAP should have been in there!
I agree. August 7th, the song came out.
Okay, so it was later.
The
cutoff for it is September. Sometime in September is the deadline.
Yeah.
So it really could have... It could have been submitted, and it probably would have won something, because it was such a big record. But Cardi didn't submit it. That was on her.
You don't be mad at me. Be mad at Cardi.
Why didn't she do that?
Be mad at Cardi.
Why didn't she do that?
I dare you to go off the card. She will fight you over this.
Yeah, she probably beat me the fuck up, too.
She's going to, like, throw hands with Nicki Minaj. Like, if she's throwing fucking shoes at Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, she threw a shoe at Nicki. I'm pretty sure she beat my ass.
Well, Nicki deserved it, but we're not here to talk politics.
No, I love Nicki. So we'll disagree there.
See, that's why I call it politics. but no, Meg Thee Stallion for that one. Definitely. I guess we should do Record of the Year. I mean,
yeah,
I'm just torn on these Records of the Year, because I feel like Savage should get it.
Me too.
But
the remix with Beyonce, oh yes, yes.
I feel like it should get it. It was a very well,
oh so good,
it's on all around.
So good
it was, but so was Circles by Post Malone.
That's true. Like, production-wise, Circles was a really good song.
It really was.
But Black Parade was, like, a non-profit charity song, I believe, where most of the proceeds were donated. Like,
yeah.
Mike, you don't get chosen for charity.
Yes, but due to everything that's happened last year, I think that's definitely why Black Parade's going to win. It's like... Right. It's like same thing with the Oscars. Like you see what the people go through, and that's how they win awards.
Mm-hmm.
True. You have a point. I think her is definitely going to take one for I Can't Breathe for the same reason. So I have to agree with Mike in that sense. Mm-hmm. I think Black Parade will probably step away with one, if not both.
Right.
So either way, Beyonce's winning, because if Savage wins, she wins. If Black Parade wins, she wins.
She wins.
I agree.
Beyonce is just a winner.
And if Beyonce wins, I win.
She planned it from the start.
And if Chloe and Halle wins, again, she wins, because those are her artists.
Yeah.
So he can't go wrong.
Beyonce cannot lose in this situation.
Beyonce never loses.
Come on, Post Malone walks away with all these Grammys, and he's like, thanks, guys. Thanks so much. Listen to Circles for, like, the umpteen time.
He looks like he hasn't showered in, like, a year.
Well, you know, he's always tired. It says it right on his face.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know who finds him cute. I don't.
I know a lot of girls that find him cute.
I would hang out with him, but, you know, and, like, it would be because he's Post Malone, not because he's a friend. Yeah.
Let me chill, because my friend's a fan of Post. Let me chill for a
Uh-oh.
I like Post Malone, don't get me wrong.
I know you do.
I'm like, he looks like the dude that hangs out in the back of the gas station. And he's got stuff, but it's not drugs. He's selling stuff that isn't drugs.
I think he's
reselling you the gas station store stuff.
Yo, man. I got the store brand thing of toothbrushes. Like, dude, you just took it from the gas station. So?
I think he's okay. I'm just not sold on him.
I'm not crazy about him, but
crazy about him. I think he's kind of like, eh.
So, he's all right. He's generic. He's the generic artist that comes around every
sometimes year. He can pull through, but, like, his live performances, he pulls through. That's where he really strives.
Right, that's where he thrives.
He's just not consistent. He's too all over the place. Yeah. If he put out an album full of content like Circles, I think I could be a fan.
Yeah.
But then he loses me with with other songs.
Yeah.
He'll lose me there.
Let's talk about album of the year to kind of wrap up this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We got some choices. I mean, Black Pumas, once again, back in the deluxe edition, not just any edition. You know, Coldplay somehow got in here.
Love Coldplay, but I admittedly did not listen to that album.
I didn't
even know they released any music.
I didn't have any interest to be honest.
I can't read that one. You know my pronunciation is bad.
Is that Columbo?
I think it is.
Chilombo.
Chilombo! I always say it wrong.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Then we got the Jess.
Jesse,
Volume 3 by Jacob Collier.
The Jess. Yeah, I can't help you with that one.
I'm looking at it like,
watch it be DJ Essie.
DJ Essie.
Woman in Music Part 3 by him.
That's not winning.
That's not winning.
That ain't winning.
Future Nostalgia, which was a really good album.
Dua Lipa.
Hollywood's Bleeding by Post Malone. And then
Folklore, which is going to take the cake, and I'm upset about it.
I would be more surprised if anything but Folklore won Album of the Year.
I would like Generico to win.
Me too.
I'd like to see the Black Pumas win.
Just so we know who it is.
I'm listening to the Black Pumas.
I think we're going to have to listen to the Black Pumas after this.
I've never heard of them until now.
They just sneak up on you.
I think we're definitely
going to
have to watch
this
all
I'm buying all their merch.
I feel like Future Nostalgia, which was a really good one. I'm like, I feel bad because she's going up against Taylor Swift, who can put out literal dog shit, put it on record, and still win a Grammy for it because it's like, but it's Taylor Swift, everybody. It's like, this is a dog shitting on a mic.
Is this her first time being nominated in the Grammys, Dua Lipa?
Oh.
I want to say so, even though she had that big record. I forgot the name.
She got snubbed a couple years ago for a big album.
I got new moves, I
count them. And a big song, so I think this is her first.
She has bops.
She has bops, so I think
she's a good pop artist.
She is. She's a good but pop like artist. She like I feel like Future Nostalgia, the album, was like the one where she like kicked it up a notch finally.
And now
I'm like, all right.
And then Taylor Swift was like, hey, surprise.
Surprise. You dumb horse.
Yeah. She copied that. Yeah. Like no promo or nothing. She's like, hey, I'm just gonna drop this album.
She dropped it like the way Eminem was like, yeah, I got murdered the music like music.
And nobody listened to it.
I listened to it.
I didn't.
People listened to Godzilla.
I listened to Music to Be Murdered By because I'm a fan of old Eminem. I shouldn't
Me too.
Be,
that was more...
I shouldn't be either. I liked Crackhead Eminem. Is that bad? I loved Crackhead Eminem.
Sometimes if I ever make it in life, I'm going to get canceled for this moment right here. Sometimes when we were crackheads, the music was
really good. Exactly. There's a difference. I liked old Crackhead Weekend. I loved his own country music. It was so good.
Even Justin Bieber, when he was on drugs, Journals was fire.
Journals was fire, man. When he tried to sneak a monkey to the airport. God.
He's my son.
It was popping. It was peak, man.
It was, and that's not our fault.
It's not. Blame the industry. I'm just saying
drugs just like throw everything you know about music out the window and sets the studio on fire in a way that you will benefit from this.
It ruins your life, but
here's everything you know about music, and here's what we're gonna do.
Exactly. It's either drugs or heartbreak that does it.
Yeah, Taylor Swift knows more about the heartbreak. Eminem knows about the drugs. I mean, it's a tough time. He admits it.
That's true.
I'm not gonna get sued for libel or for slander for something he admits to. I mean,
that's very true.
That's just a fact at that point. You can't sue me for facts. Unless you're a Cheeto, I mean. There we go. There it is. Anyways.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I see it going to folklore. I would like to see Janae or Dua take
that. Yeah. There's some better choices, but you know, like, I mean, maybe we'll be surprised. Maybe in 2021, they're like, we've had enough of you, Taylor Swift.
Maybe you're in 2021, she won't get nominated for anything.
She needs the upset. Watch her get upset, and then she makes like another album that's like album of the year. That's a different kind of heartbreak.
That second album, Evermore, came out after the deadline, so then that's eligible for now.
Oh no! Will we ever get rid of Taylor Swift? Well, not in this episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Not in this lifetime.
Well, I think that's the episode for. For us,
I think you forgot to do something.
Well, I'm about to do it.
Okay.
We're going to plug Kayla. Kayla, from the Listen to Me Speak podcast, where can we find it? Where can we find you?
So you can find me everywhere, but most importantly on my website, www.listentomespeak.com. That has the links. I hope I said 3 W's and not 4. But...
Well, I'm bad at counting, you know that, so.
But yeah, all the links to my social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook are on my website. And yeah, I pretty much plug in my website heavy because it's got everything on there. It's beautiful.
It's a one-stop shop. Where else do you need to go?
You can find me on Anchor as well.
Okay.
That's where I distribute my podcast. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music. Apple Podcasting,
yes.
And the Google Podcast and all of those. Anywhere you can listen to a podcast, just search up Listen to Me Speak and you can hear some great, great music content, pop culture, movies, TV, all that. Everything but sports, essentially.
Everything but sports.
That's right up my alley.
That's right up your alley.
It is.
Maybe not Mike's alley, but our alley.
Mm. Some alley.
Some alley. Mike doesn't go up that alley, but... He should. Mike.
The music is great.
Dabble in the music, Mike. Listen to something outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, leave Frankie Valli behind.
I just might.
Sometimes. Sir, please put down the piano, man. This is the sound of the piano.
Oh my God.
I'm from Long Island. I have to.
I know you have to.
Have it.
I know you have a national mandate down there, but hear me out. Anyways, that's the episode. Thank you all so much for listening. And we'll see you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Kayla, for coming on. I always forget that. I say it after.
Yeah.
I say it after. Thanks for coming on after we record the episode.
Rude.
I say it after.
Okay.
Anyways, that's the episode. Thanks so much for listening. Have a good one. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Oh my God. You're just like, and then
Kayla gets the recognition. Okay.
She is getting a recognition.
She better. We never silence other black women. We never do it.
I've never silenced other black women.
I know, because you'd get beat.
I would get beat.